Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Welcome to our live feed update for July 13th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It was a lot. It was a lot to take in last night. It was a lot to take in early this morning, and it's going to be a lot for you guys today. So sit back and enjoy.
Yes. there's a lot. I was up late last night, and still this morning I was inundated with note taking. Lots to talk about here this morning on the update. We're talking about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 20 live feeds, and we should be live here on YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, and as always, hopefully Facebook, but maybe not at this point. I feel like Facebook is mean to you if you're a little bit late. So, like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, yeah. It's like 15 minutes, and they're like, "Nope, you're done. So you're canceled for today."
Yeah. So we have a new HOH. We have some new targets, and lots to talk about here, Puya. First of all, nothing too much of consequence happens before the live show on Thursday.
It was nothing like the first eviction where we had a bunch of stuff going on. This was kind of, you know, samey. You had the one thing that really stood out was JC really trying to convince Fessy to flip and vote with them. He's like, if you vote with the majority, I can help you. But if you don't, I can't help you at all. And Fessy was like, well, I'm not going to turn my back because I'm not like if turning back on Swaggy is my downfall. I'm not going to go out like a little bee. So that's pretty much where that went. And then we had the shirts. Obviously, that was like the only other thing that really panned out. So.
Yes. And you know, more of Kayla, more of Haley kind of going back and forth. You know, which theoretically could have set up a lot and kind of did eventually. We eventually saw Swaggy evicted by a vote of 8-4, with Scotty flipping while wearing the Swaggy shirts. I was blown away. I was like, what just happened? Why did he do this? Up until the vote, there was no sign that Scotty was going to vote Swaggy out. He mentioned multiple times to Tyler that he wanted to vote for Swaggy to stay. So I was very surprised about this. When the feeds came back, we found out that Tyler did have a conversation with him at the last minute. And I have to imagine that this is one of the causes here of the flip.
Yeah, I got to say that's like the only thing that could be the case here. The guy, you know, spearheads the let's wear the shirts and then doesn't even call him Swaggy, calls him Chris. So it's like, where did all this animosity come from? It's got to be Tyler, surely. I mean, how else would have Scotty gotten into this situation or this decision for himself?
Yes. So the feeds come back. Scotty has won the HOH. I was very excited about this because, you know, I think of all the people, you know, for the second week in a row, this person who was the rogue vote, who was flipping at the last second, ends up winning the HOH. And this is going to be glorious.
Yeah, yeah. Somewhere out there, BB Can's Veronica is shooketh because she couldn't do this. And now two times in a row, we've got this happening. It's going to be really interesting now falling down, especially with someone like Scotty, who knew how he would have played it off? Who knew how he would have gone about the week trying to, like, convince people the narrative he wanted? Like, I still fully do not understand why he did what he did. But now we're not gonna, because now he's in power. So he's got some control on what happens this week.
Yes. So with Scotty is also immediately gonna be like, you know, like, oh, hey, look, the cameras are actually looking at me now. I can imagine how much camera talking Scotty has been doing, and just we've seen none of it because he's very surprised at the cameras actually following him around now.
Yeah, he's finally getting that spotlight that he never really wanted. He said he didn't really care, but I guess he kind of cares after not getting a lot of it at all. So,
yes. So Faute, the remnants of Faute are going to be attempting to figure out what happened with the vote, because Bailey's pissed at Haley, Fessy is pissed at Haley. They are convinced that Haley was the person that voted Swaggy out, but Haley is immediately going to be going to Rockstar and saying, this wasn't me, this was Scotty, and I can't believe it. Scotty managed to like trick us this whole time, and then he flipped his vote. He's going to blame it on me. He's an evil mastermind, and Rockstar is really going to grab onto this concept of Scotty being an evil genius.
Yeah, and Rockstar kind of reminded me of that Doge meme, like, much evil, so genius. Wow. And it just kept going on. Like, she held on to this the whole night. She just couldn't believe it. And then she talked about how she thinks, oh, maybe he did. Like, he said he was going to take Steve off week one in the veto, and he didn't. He went out the first round, and then now he's got everyone wearing the shirts, and he votes them out. He's an evil genius, that one. He's crazy. And now Haley's obviously concerned, because Haley does not want this to be where this be like the empirical evidence that Scotty would need to throw her out, because it's like, oh, it was Haley, obviously. And this kind of goes back to everything that was going on that day, where Haley had talked about potential, like, maybe I should go where the votes are, like, that's better for me. And then we see a human mess Fessy really glom onto this for like a good hour and a half, trying to figure out who voted who. And it was just watching Fessy was really frustrating to watch, if I'm being honest.
Fessy is just
worst.
He's so bad, and he's gonna constantly talk about like, I'm just so confused. I don't understand what's going on. And that's just like, that's all he's gonna be saying over and over. Like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
He's just so clueless. I wanted to pull my non-existent hair out of my head. It was just so annoying to deal with this guy last night. And most nights, to be frank with you. But it was, yeah, it was not a fun sight for the first hour or so following Fessy around the house.
Yes. It's just, it's ridiculous. And so Haley is going to tell Fessy, like, I was not the vote to evict Swaggy. I swear to you. So then Haley is going to talk about, like, oh, well, we heard Caitlin must know that Scotty was the vote. Fessy is going to go to Caitlin, and he's going to be like, so who were the votes? And Caitlin is going to guess, well, I think it was, you know, Scotty, you, Rockstar, and Bailey, right? And Fessy is immediately just gonna walk out of the room. Like, he is pissed that she would like dare pretend that she doesn't know. And she's like, wait, what? And then she runs and chases after him. And then, you know, she brings him back into the room, and she's like, what are you talking about? Why did you just walk out of the room? There's so much drama revolving around this rogue vote, and it mm-hmm. doesn't matter. And they're spending all this time not focused on Scotty, who is the HOH, who they are thinking may have flipped on them. And luckily for them, you know, Scotty has his own ideas, but man, did they play this poorly.
Yeah, like, go do work. You're glomming on the nothing. And then before this conversation with Fessy and Caitlin, Fessy was in the bathroom, like, on those seats with JC and I want to say Rachel, and they were just hanging out. And then Caitlin talks about, oh, he took my bandana with him. Like, Swaggy did. And she was like, I guess that's fine. Like, you know, I owe him that much. Like, that's okay. And Fessy lets out this grunt, and Caitlin gets all incredulous. Like, what the F? Why do you keep, every time I bring up his name, you give this big sigh and you walk out the room? What is that all about? And then that energy kind of continues on into this conversation they were having later. The other key point is that Haley had told Fessy, when she was letting him know that she didn't do it, was, well, Caitlin told me to vote Swaggy, so I voted Swaggy out. And then Fessy goes and relays this to Caitlin, and then Caitlin goes and relays this back to Haley, and then Haley goes back and sits down with Fessy, and then they have a heated conversation. So Fessy, like, I don't think, without even understanding a lick of anything he's doing, is just getting himself into more and more drama just by being stupid.
Yes. It's so ridiculous. And then, you know, Caitlin is going to talk, or sorry, Haley is going to talk about, how she is, she's planning on lying to the other side of the house and saying, I voted, what are you talking about? I voted Swaggy out. Like, that's what I did. But then Caitlin comes in when she's talking to Fessy and, is like, Haley, who did you vote out? And Haley is trying to be like, what? But she also knows that Fessy is right there, and Fessy's probably going to out her anyway. So she's unable to lie in the moment, and she just tells Caitlin, "I voted Swaggy out. I voted Winston out." And Caitlin is super annoyed, but she hides it. She says, like, that's so annoying, but she's actually legitimately annoyed, not just like playing annoyed. And obviously Caitlin is now going to tell people that Haley was the vote, and this is going to come out. So, and Haley knows that. So, I actually think this saves Haley a lot, because if Haley tried to claim to be the Winston vote, that would have gone very poorly for her. Or tried to be whatever it was, the Swaggy vote. And so I think luckily for her, she ends up outing herself and then is going to now tell the truth from here on out.
Yeah, I think she caught a break there, because given that Scotty's the one who knows all the truths, if Scotty gets a whiff of this kind of activity, I don't think it would have ended well for her. I think we've talked about the past like couple weeks that it seems like Scotty from preseason talked about how if anyone flirts with him, it's sketchy. And Haley had done that, and she's been on his radar for however long now. The one thing I did enjoy is once Haley kind of confesses to Caitlin that I did this, I voted out Winston, Caitlin looks at her and goes, "You're sketchy. Did you know you're really sketchy?" And then the threesome have a conversation for a bit, and you know, it dies down, and we continue on where you were talking about, where now the truth is out there, and it's probably going to be spread rampant around the house within a matter of a day.
Yes. So like I said, all this is happening. People are running around and they're being ridiculous. Bailey is being social. Bailey is the only person that doesn't, like, she was pissed at Haley, but she doesn't care. Like, she's not trying to find out who the vote was. So she's doing all right for herself. Tyler is going to finally get some time with Scotty and to talk about what, you know, the plan for the week. And Scotty says, this is my plan. I've got perfect justification. I'm just going to go on a hunt for what happened with the Steve vote. And regardless of what happened, I'm going to be targeting this bro alliance, this side over here. Because Tyler's like, well, you know, I what if it was the other side? And it doesn't matter. It'll be an excuse to target this side because they have too many numbers, you know, like that, you know, you'll be good on your side. I'll be good on my side. They'll pick the numbers off on each side. And that's how we'll handle it. Tyler, not going to be happy to hear this.
No. And as Scotty said, we're going after the filth this week. Tyler needs to understand at this point, and I think this is the problem with him having so much control in the beginning. This is the game he's used to now. Is being in the front, being in control, having a say in everything. And this is where the adaptability has to kick in. He's got to understand that it's out of my hands this week. I just got to lay low, keep my behind safe. Anything else that falls through is fine. I can deal with it later. Because Scotty is not going to budge here. And he has gone around, Tyler has gone around and told JC to throw Rockstar down. He's throwing Rockstar down. Casey was throwing Rockstar. Like, everyone on that side is trying to throw Rockstar in front of the bus, and that's not going to work for Scotty. He doesn't see Rockstar as a problem for himself, and he also sees Rockstar as a number for his side for the vote that he wants this week, and also he sees her in the bottom of his side. So it's a bad decision to pick Rockstar out of the litter to begin with, and then it's a bad decision to try and push it down that narrative. because the more and more people keep bringing her up, the more and more Scotty's more likely to make these connections. Okay, so if these seven people are saying the same name, these seven people have the same agenda, these seven people have got the same blueprint they're playing with.
I'll actually severely disagree with that, Booyah. I think it is absolutely vital that Tyler convince Scotty to go after the other side. It's because he's put himself in a position where he can't let off the gas. If Scotty goes after the bros, then you know that the bros, especially for targeting Steve, you know that the bros are going to start to blow up and expose things. And not to mention the fact that that people like Haley and Rockstar and Fessy and Bailey, all four of them are very anti-Tyler. They are never going to change that. And so, like, Tyler needs those people to go. That is what works for Tyler. If Scotty does follow through and target the bros, then what Tyler is Tyler is put in a position where he has an even harder job, that he needs to go even more aggressive in order to win back relationships with people like Rockstar, who hate him, people like Haley, who are very suspicious of him, people like Bailey, who are very suspicious of him. While simultaneously preventing the level six people from outing him about everything that happened in week one and week two, when obviously they have every incentive in the world to out him for self-preservation, because if the bros find themselves up on the block, they're gonna be like, why are we up on the block and not Tyler? Because Tyler is the real one who was in charge of getting Steve out, especially if Scotty is using Steve as the justification. They're gonna be like, Tyler is literally the person who did this, who got Steve out. Why are we taking the blame for this? You know that Winston in particular is going to be very, very talkative about this.
You know, it's really funny because I think I like the way you put that. I can see your point of view, and I completely overlook the fact that they will blow the whistle on his whole operation. So it kind of does. Now I feel like I'll revert back, and I feel like he's kind of damned in either way. It kind of seems like. So it's just like, it looks like there's like 17 doors. Only one of them will help him get there. So he's just got to try and pry through that door, and we'll see if he can manage it. But right now it's kind of looking scary for him.
Yeah, because I feel like, and I understand, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, talk about how like, oh, Tyler should sit this one back. But I feel like a lot of that strategic analysis is coming from a place of like, we want Tyler to sit back because we want Scotty to follow through with what we want him to do.
Right.
But it does make a lot of sense for him to try and push this Rockstar thing. And, I also don't think that there's too much harm in trying to push it some more. At least for right now, but he's definitely in a rough place if this doesn't pan out, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens if Scotty goes through with targeting the bros, how Tyler is able to get out of this, because this is a really, really rough spot for him if he's not able to get Rockstar or them up on the block. And I could see him being targeted as early as next week, or even this week if those bros go up on the block. So that could be very, very, very troublesome for Tyler. So I think he recognizes this after this conversation with Scotty. He's immediately going to go to JC, and they're going to try and formulate a plan to make sure that hopefully Rockstar is the one targeted. And JC is on board. You know, like I said, these two people, Tyler and JC, they are like peas in a pod, minions in a something. they're very, very, very on the same page. They're going to try and coordinate a strategy to make sure that Rockstar is targeted.
Yeah. So like, that's pretty much going to be their MO moving forward. And we'll kind of see throughout today if they're able to make that happen. Cause what's interesting is that the one piece of information that Scotty doesn't have that is new is that the evil genius thing that he has now heard being said, he doesn't know the root of that is Rockstar. So if that comes into light, maybe we'll see some changes here. happen for him moving, happen for Rock, towards Rockstar moving forward.
Oh yeah, and there are cracks here, because as we mentioned, Faute literally just spent a ton of time talking about how Scotty is the devil and an evil mastermind, and Caitlin knows a decent amount of that. JC knows a decent amount of that. And Tyler now knows a decent amount of that. And there's only been minimal attempts to tell Scotty this information so far. Scotty's under the impression that these people are loyal to him for sure. And that's just not the case. So there are cracks. It's just a matter of if these people, JC, Tyler, if they're able to exploit those cracks. And we'll talk more about those cracks as we go along, because even more of them show up. So this is when Tyler talks to Caitlin, and she tells him about Rockstar talking about Scotty and how she thinks that Scotty was the vote to evict Steve, and that Scotty is the evil genius, evil mastermind. Tyler, you know, is definitely going to try to use this later on. They cuddle a bit. They do their thing.
Yeah, they do their thing. Well, Tyler's gonna start. I wonder when Tyler's gonna start trying to shake these webs that Caitlin's got him in off. But again, it's what you said earlier: the fact that she knows too much. Like, a lot of people know way too much, so he can't. He has to keep going with what's in his plans right now, what's in his game right now. He has to play the hand he's dealt himself. So, I don't know, Taryn. I'm as worried as you are for Tyler. I really am.
Oh yeah, I think this is one of the worst outcomes for Tyler's game, which makes me excited because I want to see what happens.
Right.
honestly, I think this is a worse outcome than somebody from the other side just winning, because then it would have just been a simple, like, they maybe target Tyler and Sam uses the power on Tyler and everything's fine. But we'll talk about it. But Sam's power may or may not be able to come into play this week, given the information that comes out. So. So Bailey is going to talk to Rockstar, and Bailey is going to reveal to Rockstar, hey, guess what Swaggy told me about Scotty? Scotty and Tyler and Swaggy were in a 3-person alliance called the Core. Just when you thought you escaped this, because Swaggy was out of the house, the seed of information lingers just a bit longer.
Yep. The one nugget they had left is now out there in play. The one nugget that none of us really knew about as well is now out there. And it's going to be a key cog in the Tyler Scotty 2.0 conversation we have later in the night, because Rockstar gets this information and then Rockstar uses this information in another conversation with Caitlin, and then Caitlin's involved, and you know how it is when Caitlin's involved. Things blow up. So
yeah. This is great. I loved Bailey in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Even though I feel like Rockstar was not the right person to tell it to. Mm-hmm. But she is like, Bailey is like they have been, they have been playing, this game's deviously. We have been terrible. We have been terrible. Mm-hmm. I've been focused on Swaggy. And I was like, yes, this is exactly what's been going on. But now it's time for us to step our game up. We need to be better than them. We need to be devious. And I was like, yes. Very, very excited about Bailey. But again, she's talking to Rockstar in this conversation. And Rockstar is like, so now that Swaggy's gone, she's like, oh, so now they're the co? The co? And Rockstar's like, I gotta tell Caitlin, because I was talking to Caitlin about how Scotty is an evil genius and she can't tell Tyler. But Bailey's, she's already told Tyler, do not tell Caitlin this, please. Do not tell Caitlin about the Core. She's probably already knows. You're just going to let her know that we know. Please don't do this. So Rockstar says, okay. And then she runs to Caitlin and she tells Caitlin about the Core. And she tells Caitlin, please don't tell Tyler this. Please don't don't tell Tyler I told you about the core. And Caitlin says, of course not. And then Caitlin runs to Tyler and tells Tyler that Rockstar told Caitlin about the core. So that happened.
Yeah. And I got to say, before we go any further, watching Bailey last night was incredible. Bailey played this situation the best out of anyone in that Foul Tail Alliance. She started having conversations. She was hanging out with Angela, braiding with Angela. She's doing great. Kudos to her. Now, Rockstar, the only person in that alliance that you can convince that you can tell Caitlyn things to and Caitlyn will be all right is Fessy. The other people in your alliance are telling you not to do it. You still do it. And I honestly feel like when Caitlyn got this information, Taryn, the first thing that came to her head was, ooh, I can play coy with Tyler. I'm going to sit there and be like, tell me about the core, Tyler. I want to hear all about that right now. You thought I didn't know. I know everything. And I feel like just her picturing that scenario was enough for her to be like, I'm going to do it. I want to do it. I want to see his reaction. So then obviously Tyler sits with her, has a conversation with her, like kind of like, and he figures out that it was Rockstar that told her this. So now he has that piece of information again for Tyler Scotty 2.0 coming in later. And it's incredible the way that these people have not really, or not these people, let's say Rockstar has not noticed that Caitlyn is a leaky faucet with information. Is just, come on.
Yeah. And like this absolutely should have just completely sunk Rockstar's ship. It still might, but it seems to be holding for now. But definitely not due to anything that, like, she is poking holes in her boat all left and right. And basically Scotty is just like, it's fine, whatever. So Caitlin has a conversation with Tyler about the co. Rockstar is also going to tell Haley about the core. So that's going to happen. Then Scotty is going to do some one-on-one conversations. We talked last week about how the order in which Caitlin talked to people, things could have blown up if she talked to the wrong people at the wrong time before Tyler was able to get to them. That kind of happened this week with Scotty's one-on-ones. First he talks to Angela and Casey. That goes fine, I guess. They said that, you know, they would target Rockstar if they were him, and they voted to evict Steve. They're not gonna lie about it. Nothing happens of much consequence in this conversation.
Not really, as you would expect with a Casey and Angela conversation. It was pretty much non-effective and non-existent.
Yes. Scotty, though, does not really want to put either of these two on the block. He feels good enough about the conversation. Then he talks to Sam. And Sam is going to do what Sam does, which is, you know, look, I don't want you to be persuaded by anybody. I want you to do what you want to do, Scotty. And, you know, the only reason I voted for Swaggy to go is because I needed to be loyal to the people that kept me. And Scotty's ears perk up like, oh, wait a minute, because Winston told me that he voted to evict you. And Sam's like, no. Winston voted to keep me. That definitely happened. And Scotty's like, well, he told me that he voted to keep Steve. And Sam was like, well, no, he told me that he voted to keep me. So he's lying to somebody. And this is everything that Scotty needed. This is the lie that came out before the Rockstar information could come out. So the other stuff seems less consequential. He knows that somebody lied. And this is doubly damning for the bros, because not only does Scotty now have a very concrete, he feels a justifiable reason to get no blood on his hands, to trim the numbers from this other side, but it also pisses Sam off, who now feels like I've been lied to, or somebody's lying about my vote or about the vote for me. Not only that, but frickin' Brett broke the front door. That's super annoying. If Tyler wants to use the power, which he absolutely should in this spot, he's going to have an uphill battle trying to get Sam to use the power on these bros that now she's pissed off about this.
Yeah, no, it's the bros are not exactly the sharpest marbles in the barrel, as we know. It's funny because you're right. The freaking order of these conversations matters a lot here, because the bros don't get their one-on-one time till way later. And at that point, they've just been talking to each other and convincing each other, pumping each other up with the lie they're going to use. Like, so this is how we're going to go in. We're going to say this. We're going to throw these two under the bus. We didn't. We voted to keep Steve. And already Scotty has a plan in motion because of this information. And Sam is the type of person that we've seen more like, you know, Caitlin plays with emotion heavily, but also very with no logic or anything. I feel like Sam's the type of person, you give me your word, I give you my word, that's how we're going to be. Good night. So now that she feels like there's something sketchy going on here, I agree. I don't think she's necessarily going to want to use that power to save any of these two dumb bros.
Yeah. And this again, like, it reminds me of what we talked about at the beginning of last week, where it was like Tyler is this shepherd trying to like keep these yeah. dumb sheep from like running everywhere. He failed. He failed yeah. to do that over the course of last week and this week. It was just such a dumb move of the bros to try to pretend that they voted to keep Steve. It made no sense. Scotty had already flipped. He had already gone over to their side. Tyler had told Scotty, talk with the bros, make friends with them. They did not need to add this unnecessary lie, and now it absolutely is going to be their downfall if they go home this week. It makes no sense. They're still trying to stick with it because they're forced to double down, but it's just, it's not going to work. Everybody knows they're lying, and it's so bad.
Yeah, it's so bad, and you know they're going to go down with the sinking ship because they love their plan. They think they are amazing at what they're doing, and they're sitting there lying to Scotty's face directly after we've heard Scotty say that he wants to get rid of the lying filth this week. So who's lying filth right now? Clearly the two people not in his alliance, clearly the two people that Boldface told him that they kept his secondhand man, and they did not.
Yeah. So this is, again, a very bad conversation for the bros and by proxy Tyler, because, like I said, it's a very bad outcome for him if the bros get targeted. So then Rockstar, talks to Scotty. She confirms, yeah, it was the bros. The bros did this. Like, of course the bros voted Steve out. They talk about how they think that maybe Brett has the power. Haley joins them. They try to figure out, like, who's the brains of the operation on that side? Because, like, Scotty mentions there's like a wall. There's like, where's the wall that's preventing people from going home on that side? Something is there. Like, we need to figure out who this is. And obviously we know it's Tyler. They right. don't. And so they're trying to figure it out, and they kind of come up with like, maybe it's Brett. Like, Brett seems like the smart one there. Brett might be the target to go after.
Yeah, they the way he talked about them is that Brett's the core and Winston is the expendable, but he'll take either. But Brett does seem like, by process of elimination to them, the most logical, I guess, or the most, I don't know, moldable. I don't know. Like, I don't know. But the fact that they're not looking at Tyler is astounding, given that what we know, though, is astounding to us. But clearly he's doing a decent job there, even though we're talking about him potentially hitting big problems this week. He's doing a good job, enough of a job that they're not seeing him as the glue or as the wall.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, like right now he's fine. It's just a matter of if he's not able to push these nominations away from the bros, yeah. then obviously, like I said, like, you know, especially if Scotty's like, look, I'm looking for the person who is the mastermind behind your side, and that's why I'm nominating Brett and Winston. You know, Winston is going straight up there. Like, dude, Tyler has been doing everything. Always been Tyler. You know, things could go very, very flat very quickly if that happens. So then Scotty talks to Rachel, just a brief conversation. She voted Steve out, blah, blah, blah. Fine. He doesn't want to nominate her either. Scotty doesn't really have a backup plan. He knows he wants to nominate Winston and Brett right now. He doesn't really know who he would nominate outside of that. I don't really know who it would be either. And I think that's where Tyler might have an opening. And you know, there are many, many things that Tyler can do to try to keep the bros' mouths shut. And one of them might be like, well, if we can get a replacement up, then we can send the replacement home. So don't blab. I'm waiting for Winston to be on the block come Thursday night and for Winston to finally give his, I've got two speeches. This season could not just like it. Every week would be so amazing if that happened with Winston this week.
I agree.
So then we have Bailey and Fessy coming up. Scotty is suggesting to them that he is going to be making a big move, targeting the other side. He also asks them if they think that Tyler and Caitlin have a final two, which was a very interesting and revealing question. He's definitely concerned about that relationship, or at least he's trying to pretend he's concerned about that relationship.
Yeah, and like we've talked about this past week, how people are starting to see that maybe Tyler's also as interested in Caitlin. They've been together a lot. They've been seen together a lot. They've been seen making decisions together. At least that's how the reception has been. So definitely there's this contingent of them which thinks that, or Scotty thinks that these two have some kind of a link moving forward together, final two going together. And to talk about who might go up, Taryn, You never volunteer. It looks like Caitlin is out there as a name potentially as well, just to put that out there.
Yes. I could also see Tyler sacrificing Caitlin, which would be also pretty great. So then Tyler has the conversation with Scotty. And this was, you know, I think what we were waiting for, like, is this going to hold? What's Tyler going to say? And Tyler really doesn't make that hard of a push. So I don't know, like, if he plans on making one later on, if he is feeling like maybe I just need to back off, although I think that would be a mistake. And so he's talking, Scotty again is saying, like, there's something preventing people from going after this side. I need to start the war to like side with the minority and start taking the numbers out from the other side. And Tyler is like, I feel what you're saying. I mean, just so you know, though, like, they're talking about the core, things are not looking good. And Scott, oh, perfect. That's a great reason for why I didn't vote Swaggy out. And he's like, well, Rockstar, like, she hates you. And she's like, she's been, you know, sucking up to you. And he's like, yeah, well, that's fine, though. Like, she's a number on my side. Like, it's fine. So Tyler is feeling out, like, where are the weaknesses? And he's not really finding any. So he kind of backs off, and he'll probably, I'm assuming he's going to kind of like figure out a different strategy, and then go back in. Or again, maybe he feels, maybe the Twitter hive mind has gotten into his head and he feels like he should just back off, even though I think that would be a huge mistake. Scotty's just, it doesn't matter. I need to remove a number from the other side. He seems pretty dead set about it.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Is that we see Tyler come into this room and immediately be like, so Caitlin asked me about the core. Rockstar told her about the core. And then he thinks that this is going to be ammunition against Rockstar. But then Scotty, because of what he's done, sees this as plausible deniability. I'm good. I'm set. I can use this moving forward. And I do agree. I think he did look like he kind of went soft last night. And it has to do with the fact that it was night one. He just got the power. You don't want to like try and force your agenda on him, lest he feel some type of way that you're trying to control him. So I got to assume today, you're right, today is the day that he's probably going to try and find out, or he's thought about, he's marinated on, he's going to try and find a way to push the Rockstar thing again, or like push the targets into something more doable for him, more beneficial for him. So we'll see how that goes. But it does look like Scotty's dead set at this point. It really does. He sees himself with this remaining Faute, what he's like been able to scrape from it. He sees his two strongest alliance members gone. He wants a shot at the other side because he believes that if we don't take that shot now, by next week, then we don't have numbers to do anything. So he doesn't want that to happen either.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm still seeing people who like really want Tyler to back off and are saying like he must back off. That's his best move for him. But like, yeah, and look, I understand that perspective, and it's a totally valid perspective. But I don't want people to forget that, you know, these Fauté people have been talking about Tyler for weeks now. Like, they want Tyler gone. And especially if one of the bros goes, they feel like they have good relationships with the women of Level 6. They feel like they have great relationships with JC. If one of these bros go, Winston or Brett, Tyler is absolutely going to be the next target of Rockstar, Bailey, Haley, Fessy. Absolutely. Not to mention the fact that they also are very skeptical of Scotty. They feel betrayed by him because of the vote, and they know about the core now, and they would probably put Scotty right up next to Tyler. Granted, if Scotty does what they want him to by taking out the bros, they might decide that they wouldn't do that, but I think they're always going to be wary of him and Tyler as part of this co-alliance. And like I said, they feel very good with people like Rachel and Casey and JC, and so they would prefer to work with those people over Tyler and Scotty, who they feel like are super sketchy and evil masterminds. So this idea that Tyler should just let these people stay in the house and do nothing about it, I really feel like would be a huge mistake. And that's just on positioning and numbers. Add on to the fact that Level 6, these bros can expose a lot of things. A lot of information can come to light that could really harm Tyler's game. And that's why I think it's like really, really it really, really matters that Tyler tries to prevent this from happening. But again, you know, everybody has their perspective. I'm just presenting mine. I'm just presenting mine in terms of like what I think Tyler should be doing. And I know that upsets people because they don't want Tyler to interfere. And they want this to go through. Honestly, I do too. I think it's going to make for an amazing week. I've been loving this season. Just presenting my opinion on what I think Tyler should be doing. Because I feel like sometimes we get caught up in like what we want to see happen instead of what the person should be doing.
Right. And I understand that. And I definitely do feel like conventional wisdom says, you know, don't try and control every HOH. And that's kind of what we're all thinking. But then at the same time, you know, I can't believe I overlooked the whole Winston blowing a gasket and selling him down the river, which we know is going to happen because the guy's been unstable when he should be perfectly stable in situations, and he's been unstable when he should be unstable. So he's going to have that moving forward. I guess the other thing, though, Taryn, is that being in Tyler's position, he also has Sam with him personally, right? So Sam could always help him with her power, given that next week, no matter what happens, whoever's out gets the chance to come back. If it doesn't get used this week and he's targeted, then he has that to fall back on. He kind of has like this half a power with the cloud. So he's got enough other things that he can use to his benefit if the target falls on him. But I also understand what you're saying about him having to continue this charade or this game that he has been playing because he's put himself in the situation where he has to move forward the exact way he is. Otherwise, he's just going to fall down into the pit of lava.
Well, that's another reason why I think he should be pushing hard this week, because this is when he does have protection. Like if for some reason, and I don't think this would happen, if for some reason Scotty decided to nominate Tyler because of Tyler pushing hard for Rockstar to go, Tyler has Sam as a backup. He has his own power as a backup if it's a backdoor. Like this is when he should be pushing hard to get rid of as many enemies as possible while he has the protection. And then later on is when he can back off a little bit and play a little more safe. That's how I feel about it. So Caitlin is going to have her conversation with Scotty, and Scotty is going to say, hey, Caitlin, why don't you join the core with us? Yeah, come on in. Yeah, the water's nice.
We got a vacancy with your name on it. What do you say? And of course, she eats this up. She eats this up and she loves this. She's happy with this.
Oh, yeah. This is yes, I would love to be in the core. I would love to be inside of time. I would love to.
Yes, yes, you would. Yes, you would.
All right. So that happens. She does say, just so you know, Rockstar was saying you were the vote to evict Steve. Tyler made me say that. And then Scotty is going to lie to Caitlin about being the vote to evict Swaggy. He says, I did not evict Swaggy. I did not do that. And that's going to confuse Caitlin. And I'm not sure why Scotty is trying to like stay with this. This whole vote situation is just, it's very dumb. And I feel like it's going to blow up somewhere.
It has to, right? Like this week he's fine because he's safe. So I feel like he, from what I can see, it's kind of like he's just going to end up giving more paranoia and more confusion into the house because he wants more rifts. He wants more cracks. He wants more like drama to blow up is at least what I'm thinking is going to happen here. But you got to imagine it's going to come back to him at some point. It's not like this was an exactly it could be anybody scenario. Most people have zeroed in and it's either Scotty or Haley. So it's not exactly like, you know, given that he wore the shirt and everything, should have been a clear cut, easy way for him to maneuver out of it. But I don't feel like that's going to be the case.
Yeah. And it doesn't make any sense because it puts him at conflict with the people that he's trying to work with this week,
right.
Which doesn't make any sense. And again, like if anything could end up like totally like tanking his relationships with them, like if Haley is saying, no, I voted to keep Swaggy. And Scotty saying, no, I voted to keep Swaggy, then like, but you're also trying to work together. Like it just, right. It doesn't make any sense. It's not going to foster any trust with anybody. And nobody, again, it's like the bros lying to him about keeping Steve. Like nobody believes you. Mm-hmm. Not a single person in this house thinks that Scotty voted to keep Swaggy.
Yeah. I got to imagine in his head, he kind of feels like he's Boogie during that final HOH and BB7 where he's like, The numbers are clear. They have to take me. Like, it's not like they're going to go to the other side. If I put Winston and Brett up, they have to vote with me. Like, it's like they're stuck with me now. And that's kind of like how he's playing it or how that seems based on how he's playing it is that these are my numbers, whether they like it or not. So whatever we do is whatever we do. We're all in this together.
Yeah. Stephanie in the chat said, Taryn, he did not vote to evict Swaggy. He voted to evict Chris. good point. So then he talks to Winston. Scotty is going to deny voting to keep Winston to Winston's face. He's gonna say to Winston, I voted to evict you, Winston. And Winston's like, wait, what? I mean, like, I was gonna thank you, but
yeah.
Okay. Because Winston knows it was Scotty. And so, like, Winston, why is this dude lying to me? This doesn't make any sense. And then Winston is going to lie right back to Scotty, who knows that Winston is lying to him about voting to evict Steve.
Mm-hmm. This is a classic situation where I feel like you just don't care about this person. You don't think they're in it for the long haul. So you're like, I'm just going to boldface make you feel some type of way about it. Or at least that's how I feel. I don't understand, man. Like, Scotty's kind of, you know, his old, I don't know DR. That's how I feel with his gameplay. Scotty doesn't know. I don't know. I don't know any better. So, yeah, I feel like it was kind of like to get back at Winston for Winston lying to his face. He's like, I'm going to lie right back to this guy's face. I did not vote for you. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of thinking that I care about you enough to vote for you. You guy who's going to lie to me about voting to keep Steve when you didn't.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, there's so many lies about the votes. I kind of love it because it's so messy. But I don't understand why they think they can get away with it all this. Like, Tyler flipping Caitlin last week or the week prior, like, it just opened the floodgates to like everybody now gets to lie about their vote and where it went and where it's going and all of this stuff. And so Scotty is lying to Winston, telling Winston that he voted to evict him when he didn't. Winston is lying to Scotty about, you know, saying that I voted to keep Steve and evict Sam, even though Sam just told you that I voted to keep her. Here's what happened. I lied to Sam about keeping her. And that's why why she was maybe going to tell you that I voted to keep her. But I'm just letting you know that I liked Sam, which is, again, just going to piss off the one person that could save you this week if you need to be saved. Man, it's just it's all over the place here.
Yeah, we're starting to play live feed update telephone, where it's like, okay, this person said this, this person said this, this person said this. Now, which one is correct? Which one's a lie? All of them are lies. You lost. That's pretty much how it's been going. And you're right. The fact that it started last week, now the floodgates are wide open. The fact that it was a non-issue, this vote did not change the decision this week. This vote did not cause a tie. It did not cause a close vote. It was an 8-4. It didn't really matter all that much, but it matters a lot in this house currently.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. So then we had Scotty talk to Brett, and Brett, like, this conversation was like just regular conversation. It seemed normal. There weren't any like big revelations. Mm-hmm. But after Brett left, Scotty was like, "Whoa, he's so good at this. He just misted me. Oh my God. I've no idea what Scotty was talking about."
No, Scotty. I just think it's the direct comparison from Winston to Brett, where he's like, that guy's a definite meathead, but this meathead got something. This meathead can at least hold a conversation. And I feel like that's where he comes out of this thinking Brett's the core. Brett's the bigger piece here, because Brett does not seem like he's a bro, but at least he can hold his own in a one-on-one, whereas Winston's just a loose cannon and a human mess as well. So it just looks, by direct comparison, and I feel like that's the problem with Brett, is he's getting directly compared to Winston, and Winston's not coming off all that great. So by default, Brett looks amazing.
Yes. sorry. I believe I had some ringing happening in my ears, which unfortunately is going to be on the podcast. This is just a weird conversation with Brett, and then, like, again afterward, it's gonna like be all over the place with like, oh, there's some mist going on and all this stuff, and Scotty's like, this I think means that Scotty is going to be targeting Brett. Like, he feels very intimidated by this conversation. He's the one that mentioned last week that that Brett is like, you know, the one that's more dangerous between him and Winston. So it does seem like Brett could be in trouble this week. However, I do think that if Brett is the target and Brett is the one to go home, I feel like there's a better chance that that Tyler could convince Sam to use the power to save Brett than there is the chance for her to save Winston.
I agree. I mean, surely Sam is not going to be all that upset about the front door. So that'll be fine. The door being broken is okay. And Winston is the one that has been really pushing this whole thing of, I fooled Sam into voting for me. And if that gets back to her, she'll just feel insulted. Because again, her word is her bond. She wants you to be honest. She'll be honest. And that's more of a slight to her. And Brett's the more likable one. So if Brett is the target, Brett will be saved, or could be saved, at least a lot more likely than Winston will ever be saved by Sam.
Yes. Maybe the fact that he broke the front door could be broke his own chance of staying in the game, because Sam really didn't like that.
No, she was not happy. You don't go around kicking people's stuff. You don't come to my house and put your feet on my coffee table. Like, you act civil. And I feel like Sam didn't like that he wasn't civil with the door.
Yes. That's basically how the day ended. Definitely be on the lookout for what Tyler and JC in particular. JC didn't really have that much conversation with Scotty yet. Look out for what their plan is to try and prevent this from going down. And then if it does go down and the nominations happen, definitely look out for how the bros react and how if Tyler is able to keep them calm. Brent has been in the chat. He's chomping at the bit to get in here and yes. And spout off. I'm only set up for two people though, so we're gonna have to cycle out. Puya's gonna take off. Thank you, Puya, for hanging out with us on this Friday morning.
No problem at all. I will always gladly sub myself out and tag Brent in. I'm ready for this rant. I'm excited. I'm gonna be in the chat. So take care, everyone. Have a nice weekend and adios.
All right. I'll see you later, Puya.
Take care, man.
Okay. Puya is gone. Now there's two of me. Oh my God. when Brent gets here, he will replace the other me. Don't worry about it. But yes, very exciting day. I tweeted this out last night. I am enjoying this season so much. It has sparked something in me that has not been there for so long on this. Here, let me just give rid of the other me. It sparked something in me that hasn't been there for so long watching Big Brother. I feel like I'm a kid again watching this show. And here we go. We've got Brent. He is here.
Hey,
yes. Brent had apparently been texting me all morning, but I was very busy writing notes and unfortunately did not see them. But he's here now. He has some things to say.
Well, I mean, let's just be honest. I cannot believe that Twitter has decided and myself have gotten behind these idiots over here who literally couldn't get out of their own way, even if they tried. I'm talking about the remnants of the Fautay Alliance. They are so bad. They are literally terrible at this game. Haley, I'll give a little bit of a pass to, but even she had me worried last night with how long she was going to either lie or not lie with what was happening with the vote. I mean, Rockstar, I mean, honey, I love you, but what the hell are you doing talking to Caitlyn? It's like Swaggy with Tyler. Like, she does not realize that Caitlyn is somebody not to be trusted. You know, like, I mean, they've shown you that they are not trustworthy, and yet you still run your mouth to her. I do not understand why that is happening. It just drives me crazy. But having said all of that, they might actually get out of this with all of their members intact because of the fact that I now stan Scotty. I freaking love him.
I was tweeting last night a lot, which is one of the reasons why I was I stay up late sometimes watching the feeds, and when I do, I'm like, there's gonna be less to catch up on in the morning. And so I stayed up late last night, and I woke up late this morning, and I was like, fuck. Damn it. but when I was tweeting last night, I saw you were tweeting as well, and you were like, F Scotty, screw you, Scotty, you are the worst. And then like 5 minutes later, I tweeted out like, Scotty's targeting level 6. You're like, love you, Scotty.
Love you. Sorry. Didn't mean it. Just forget about what I said earlier. Yeah. But I think honestly, all of Twitter was like that because we were like, everybody was ready. I saw John Densford. I saw other people saying, Scotty's just going to do like what once Tyler gets in there, then Tyler's going to have his way. It's going to be week 3 of Tyler HOH. But no people. Scotty is his own man. And I am actually kind of shocked by it. I really do think that one of two things is happening. Either one, that they don't want to be what happened last season. Scotty is like, you know what? I don't want to just go along with the flow. I need to make a move. And I think this is really going to help popularity. I actually think that if the fans have any say whatsoever, he might actually have a shot at winning the last Power app. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. Or the fact that Scotty is just, I don't know if there was any other nominations that could have taken place once he got HOH, because he just does not jive with these two guys. Honestly, Taryn. I mean, it's so apparent to me watching on the feeds. I mean, it's such a cliche, but like the nerd with the two, you know, bro-y guys, occasionally that kind of weird tandem can come together, but not in this case. I just think, honestly, they don't trust him. If they had won HOH or Rachel had won HOH, then I think Scotty might have been somebody that would have at least been considered. I'm sure eventually Tyler would have pointed them in the correct direction of Rockstar, but I do think he could have ended up as, you know, on the short list, so to speak. And by the way, I must also throw some shade at Rachel. I don't know how this girl who watches Big Brother thinks that a competition that was 7 minutes long, apparently took as long as Titanic the movie. I what to 12,500 seconds. I was beside myself.
I did read on I think it was Reddit that like if you take out a zero, like she added a zero, if you take out a zero, her math actually kind of makes sense. She accidentally like added an extra zero, like, you know, getting confused about like seconds and minutes and all that.
I'm telling you what, Andy Heron tweeted out that picture and he was like, this is art, you know, look at all because I couldn't make sense of any of it. I also want to say that I heard what you said before about, you know, you didn't think it was that amazing what Brett did when he was talking to Scotty, but I will respectfully disagree. I think that Scotty was flabbergasted that somebody like Brett, who I think he doesn't put a lot of stock in, was able to look him in the eye. And Scotty knows he's lying, Taryn. He knows he's lying. It's the one thing when you know, like, if you don't know you're being lied to and somebody lies to you, you're like, well, I don't, you know, they sound believable, but Scotty knows he's lying. And so when Brett looks him in the face and lies, I think he's just stunned at the audacity of it all. Like he actually lied to me to my face, and he did it eloquently and convincingly, and, you know, didn't seem like with his head down or anything. Like if I didn't know the real truth, I would have totally bought it. And I think that's why he was a little bit flummoxed by what happened with Brett. And I mean, I have to hand it to him that I don't know if this is a good move for him overall to target that side of the house. I think it is. You can't argue that it might have been better for him to sort of plant a flag with the level six side of the house, target Rockstar, and fade back into the background with Tyler when eventually level six starts to implode a little bit. And then Tyler and Scotty can maybe run. But I don't know how loyal Tyler is to Scotty. And I would say I don't think he is very loyal to him. I think because, you know, he allowed him to go up on the block last week. Now, maybe they built some trust since then. But I if I was Scotty, I think I like this move and I'm glad he's doing it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, and my guess in terms of like Tyler's loyalty to Scotty is that Scotty would be at the bottom of Tyler's like sort of breakaway alliance. Like,
right.
I'm guessing Tyler would love to just like get rid of Rockstar, maybe Haley and Bailey, and just get rid of that side. And then once he does that, then he'll have Casey, JC, Sam, Caitlin, and Scotty as his five against the other four, and then Scotty would probably be at the bottom of that. And that's so like kind of loyal, but not like super loyal by any means.
Yeah. So that's why I think this is a good move for him. Also, I wanted to say that Winston is freaking terrible at Big Brother. And I don't know why the bros didn't just go in together, because Scotty did one-on-ones he did quote unquote one-on-ones with the furniture, i.e. Angela and Casey at the same time. I don't know why he didn't just pull Brett and Winston in, but it was great because there was such a difference between the two. Winston was just terrible and didn't do anything that was soothing to Scotty at all. That's the other thing that Brett did really well. He was really soothing in the way he talked. Like, man, I love you, man. You know, we hang out, we play foosball together. I mean, you know, you're not, I would never target you. You know, I mean, you know, I care about you in this game. But Winston, it was all, you know, like, I hate to say strategy, not that Winston has a lot of strategy. It was all game talk. There was no empathy there. And I think Winston is just incapable of talking to somebody like Scotty and making it sound believable. I wanted to say really quickly, though, that their lie might be the worst thing I've ever heard on this show. And I don't know why they're doing it, because I think if they had been honest with Scotty and just owned it, I think he would, because there were plenty of other people that owned their vote against Steve. And he's like, okay, I totally get that. But they decided to make this lie. And can you please tell me? It doesn't even make sense. Like, let's go with their thinking. Like, okay, so you guys actually voted for Steve to stay. You're saying Rockstar and Haley actually voted the other way for Steve to go. But that still means that Steve leaves 7-6. Where is this other vote? Like, so, you know, in all of the consternation over, you know, who voted for what, there's still an extra vote that's out there that doesn't even make sense with the story that they're telling. That's why I think this is so unbelievable. And I think I've gotten everything off my chest that I wanted to say. But like I said, Faute may get away with this week with all of their members intact. But my God, they do not deserve it, because they're freaking terrible. They're fighting amongst themselves. They're spouting off to everybody who will listen. I mean, they actually got lucky. I think Winston even did say at one point, was it Winston? Yeah, it was Winston, where he said to Scotty, like you're some kind of genius or mastermind or something, which was obviously, you know, originated from Rockstar, but he'd never said it originated from Rockstar. In fact, I don't think he knows, but the fact that he said it of his own volition, and then Scotty's like, oh yeah, I've been hearing that. And you know, it led me to believe that Scotty was like, oh, well, maybe Winston is one of the people that's been saying that, because he just, you know, that's the first time that anybody's ever said that to me directly. So I didn't even like that from Winston. I don't know if he did one good thing in that talk with Scotty. It might have been better for him to actually say nothing.
I don't know where this comes from. Somebody might be able to pull the reference, but I feel like there is some kind of cartoon or something where it's like you've got like Brett, who is, you know, the good lie, like he's persuasive, and then you've got like on the back of his head like another face, which is Winston. And so every time Brett's like, "Oh, dude, no, we totally voted to keep Steve. Like, we're totally on your side," and then the head flips around and Winston's like, "Ah, yeah, we did. We definitely did. That's what we did." It's like, just like, like outing everything that the other guy is doing, and just totally dismantling everything. In terms of the App Store, I did put out a poll. Bailey is in the lead for the Power app for the RHAP audience, or at least my Twitter audience. She has about 44% of the vote. In second place is JC with 24%, and okay, then Rockstar with 21%. And then the Crap app looks like right now Winston is in the lead for the Crap app at 4.3%, and then Angela and Brett close behind at 5.3 and 6%. So that's what my poll is saying. My poll had Tyler way in the lead last time, and Bailey was nowhere to be seen, but apparently Bailey was very close. So I wouldn't say it's super indicative of what we might see, especially considering the fact that Bailey was not really on the episode all that much, either Wednesday or Thursday. So I don't know what that means. This is a very different style of voting. So it could be Bailey. It could theoretically not be Bailey. There were a surprising amount of Caitlin votes. Caitlin is up there in votes, even on the online poll. And she was all over the show. So it's theoretically possible that Caitlin could get it.
Well, I'm hoping that she doesn't. I'm really hoping that things go the way we want them to go, because I really do not want, because then Tyler would know where everything is. The great thing I love about this week is that if the power goes to somebody who Tyler doesn't know about, then he's going to have to contend with an unknown power out there somewhere that he doesn't know anything about. And I'm really hoping that drives him crazy. As you mentioned, I am rooting a little bit against Tyler now, only because I want to see him. I like the fact that he's not getting his way this week. Maybe next week I'll come back on board with Tyler. I don't know. But right now I'm living for the fact that he's not getting his way. And I do, though, agree with you, although I don't know how he's going to get it done, that he does need to keep the pedal on the gas here and really try to protect his boys over there, because one of them is, you know, Mr. Antipants with the Winston. And I don't think there's any way that if he actually thinks he's going home, that he'll be able to be controlled. I don't think that is the mountain that Tyler can climb.
Yes. Another thing when it comes to the Power app, Ariel, who has always been tracking the diary room counts, has sent me the counts for the first first couple of weeks here.
Yeah.
And also pointed out that this has been a pretty good indicator of who gets the Power app. Sam had the most diary rooms in the first week, I believe. Tyler had the most in the second week. And Caitlin is up there as the most in this this third week. So that could be indicative of where the power might go. Bailey was pretty low. She had looks like four total diary rooms this in the whole second series of episodes.
Yeah, I'm still dubious of that, but you know, if I'm being totally honest with you, Vegas, the spoiler has not led us wrong before.
It's true.
And so everything that he has said, he or she has said, has been totally accurate. In fact, he or she texted me last night and it said some nice things. I've come around. I do enjoy Vegas very much. I honestly can only say that, okay, I have to take it at face value. I don't really know how it happened, though, because I'm with you. Like, Bailey wasn't really on the show a ton last week.
Well, here's the thing. The previous week, she had 25 total.
Did she really?
Yes. Yeah, so wow. She had 25 the previous week when apparently she came very close to winning. She had 4 this week. So, you know, again, I don't know if that means like I don't know if that means anything. But it's just another piece of data to look at when it comes to trying to predict what will happen.
That's all we need is for Caitlin to get the app and immediately go to Tyler and say, I got the app. Now, please cuddle with me. Gosh. Yeah, by the way, Tyler's persuasive powers are not so good when he can't cuddle with the current head of household.
Yeah.
Easy. By the way, that $6 rating that I gave him is looking better and better. I'm just saying.
I still feel like 6 was low, but all right.
You got Mr. Bruno Tonioli over here handing out 10s like they're.
Out a 10.
You were thinking about the 10. Okay, yes.
And again, it's week to week. If something happens this week, then his rating will go down this week. That's how we track.
I may have missed that part in the rating schematic, but I'll be more accurate next time.
But yes.
Okay, I wanted to ask you this.
Yes.
I asked you this before, but now that we have a new HOH in place, now that we know that Tyler's probably not going to get his way this week, what do you think is Tyler's most likely outcome in the Big Brother game?
Overall, I mean, I think it could go all over the place. I think that the trajectory from here, if Tyler is not able to sway Scotty away from the bros, is like, this is where things go wrong for the Paulies. This is where it all crumbles down for the people that play hard at first, that everyone who's predicting like, oh, Tyler, he's playing too hard, too fast. He's going to go down. This is where it happens. So that is definitely a possibility. Tyler could just go down in the history books as, you know, one of these people that he ran the game the first couple weeks, and then
I can't remember who it was. Maybe you can help me. Somebody from Big Brother Canada who said that the most likely comparison for Tyler is Erica from Big Brother Canada 6, the gorgeous blonde girl who was the comp beast, who was eventually evicted in the when the Canada twist came in and saved Ryan, and then Kayla put her up on the block. I mean, I know I'm like you. Whenever I think about people from other seasons, I'm like, what was her name?
I was like, Erica from All Stars.
Erica, blonde, gorgeous lesbian. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure if I necessarily like Erica. I don't think she ever really had much like persuasive influence. She mostly just won a bunch of competitions.
I think they were coming at it from the perspective of just show too much, too fast. People are, invoice may not. Right. It's not going to be due now, but it's going to be due soon. People are just going to be too afraid of him and what he's able to do. So he's in a really tough spot, I feel like, because I agree with you that he needs to keep his foot on the gas. But on the other hand, I don't know how to get it done. I don't think he would ever put Rockstar on the block. I'm talking about Scotty. Maybe you could sway him over to Angela and Rachel, Angela and Casey.
I think that if Tyler is going to get away with this week, it has to be. There's always a chance, especially given the fact that like he managed to switch Scotty's vote at the last minute to evict Swaggy. He managed to get Scotty to say, "I'm nobody's goon," in his vote to evict Swaggy, which was absurd.
That was odd.
So there's always a chance, but then. I think it's not particularly likely at this point, given how set Scotty seems to be. So I think his chance would be in the veto. If somebody wins the veto, uses the veto, if he can get Scotty to name a replacement that is not in level 6, even if that means like screw it, Sam or Caitlin or anybody that's not he can be like, don't worry guys, don't blow anything up because we're just going to evict this person, or we're going to force Sam to use her power or something along these lines. That's how we can kind of squeeze out of this. If you can get somebody else up and then make sure the votes go on that person.
Yeah, I think that even might be a positive, and I don't want this to happen, but Caitlin did volunteer to be the back door. I can't remember if you covered that in the update, but she said, you can put me up if you need to as a replacement nominee, which, my jaw just dropped when she said that. I'm like, well, please shut up. Like, don't say that, because then I feel like what would happen if Caitlin goes up on the block as a replacement nominee. I feel like at that point she would go to Sam, try to cash in the invoice of, look, I saved you week one. It was my vote that did it. you know, basically I'm begging you to save me now. And I think Sam is such a good person that she would actually honor that. So I do not want to see Scotty's plans disrupted by Sam's power. I want her to hold on to that power. So next week, correct me if I'm wrong, Tyler does not know the full extent of Sam's power.
He knows it has to be used. Yeah.
He knows it has to be used. Okay,
and he also knows it's just a chance. But I don't think that Caitlin knows that it has to be used. I don't think that Caitlin knows that it's only just a chance. So I could see Tyler being like, Sam can just save you anyway. So it doesn't. Sam will just save whoever goes up there. And then when it turns out to only be a chance, he'll be like, oh, my God, I didn't even know I was putting your life at risk.
Right.
Which would be pretty funny. I think that that plus. He does have this power idea as a backup anyway. He can try and convince Sam to use the power this week to say, like, look, if you wait on it and you have to use it next week, like, what happens if, like, you or I win HOH or something, and then then we're forced to evict somebody and then forced to use the power to save them? Like, that would be bad. Like, we actually want to get rid of it. So he does have outs, but this is definitely a rough spot. And like I said, so like in terms of his overall trajectory, this is where I think he is. This is where your medal is made. Like either he fails here, or he continues to succeed and somehow manages to squeeze out of this.
I'll say this: I'm rooting for him. I want to see him succeed. I want to see him, you know, overcome this mountain, because I do not think that Scotty is going to do what he says he's going to do. I don't think Scotty's going to do what Tyler wants him to do. That's what I'm trying to say. And because of that, his road to getting to the end and keeping all of these plates in the air is going to get a lot harder. And so that would be really enjoyable for me to watch. By the way, such a great season. I'm like, how lucky are we that these HOHs have gone? I mean, like, if Rachel had won, I might have just slit my throat. Seriously. I love Rachel, but no, she would have just done exactly what Tyler wanted her to do. I needed somebody to give a little pushback to the other side and make them sweat a little bit. I know that Winston and Brett are not feeling very good this morning after their talks with Scotty, because he did not give either one of them what they wanted to hear, which is, oh, don't worry, you're safe. Because Scotty gave that to a lot of people, but he did not give that to them.
It's reminding me, like, the way this season is playing out is reminding me of kind of like what happened in All Stars, where we had one side essentially winning HOH over and over, but then constantly being convinced to do things that weren't necessarily in their interests by this outside influence, being Dr. Will. We have this kind of thing happening over and over again, and I feel like this is what leads to the best style of Big Brother, where it's like, Here's somebody on one side who's being convinced to do something that's maybe in their best interest, maybe not in their best interest. But either way, like, it's a constant struggle between the obvious move or the persuaded into move. It's great to watch.
It is. And I think honestly that, I can admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong about Scotty. I thought he would just be the biggest pushover of a player who, you know, just sat back and took his time for, like, you know, 6 weeks and fell asleep or something. Remember, we talked about, we never saw him on the feeds week one. He was always with Steve. But he's a gamer, man, and he's not afraid to make this move. I love the fact when he said, it's time for me to start the war. I'm like, the gamer in me thinks that that's probably not the best way to go about things, but the TV watcher in me is living for him right now. And I think we're really, really lucky that we got an HOH like him.
Yes. All right. So that will conclude our extra.
Thank you for letting me on. Sorry, yes, I busted course. In.
No. It's plenty. So much to talk about with everything that's happening on this season. We'll be back tomorrow morning, of course. Probably a shorter update to update you on everything that's happening on the feeds today. We'll tell you who the nominations ended up being. We'll hopefully have an idea of who got the power, who got the crap app. So lots to talk about tomorrow. And then, of course, Sunday night, we will have a recap of the episode. And also Sunday during the day, we'll be doing some social strategy Sundays on my Twitch channel, Taryn Armstrong. Make sure you check that out.
One last thing. I'm sorry, I want to say one last thing really quickly. Winston is so screwed one way or the other, because he has lied to somebody and Scotty knows it. If Winston's lying to Scotty about who he voted to keep during week one, then that that is, you know, something that Scotty can call out in his nomination speech, because he wants to call out the bullshit, in his words. He wants to call out the people that are slinging the bull. But on the other hand, if he takes his word that he did indeed, I'm talking about Winston, lie to Sam, Scotty loves Sam. And I don't think that he's going to take that lightly. And as Kelly pointed out in the chat to me, he also did not promise Winston that he wouldn't tell Sam, because Winston was emphatic. Like, you can't tell Sam that I was lying to her, you know, when I said what I did. But I really think he's in a rough spot no matter what. So Winston, again, just shows what a terrible Big Brother player he is. I cannot believe how wrong we got it, honestly. If I could have picked first in the draft, I probably would have picked him, honestly.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
If only if you had made me go second.
I know, right?
See, this is why I always chose myself to go last. That's the best place to be. All right. So make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Brad is at One Lucky Gay. And you can also follow Puya at Puyaism. And thank you for joining us. I will see you next time.